Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central on the AM and FM dial, the internet at Infowars.com, and Global Shortwave during the day at 9.985, at night at 3210. I'm your host, Alex Jones. New revelations I've dug up on Schwarzenegger, confirmed mainstream stuff, bombshell info coming up, more on our movement, Arnold, exposed.com, Americans Against Arnold, of course, big talk show out in Los Angeles. I brought up how Valtime hunted down American soldiers. I made a joke about it and said they didn't care. We're going to play that clip again. I want to get your comments on that. A lot on the open borders proposal, what's happened legislative over the weekend, some big legislative movements. They're going to try to open it back up again during December and try to get all this stuff rammed through. And Mueller's coming up to kind of get the view of an interesting talk show host on all this, one of the biggest talk shows in the Midwest, or the biggest. Let's go ahead and talk to Professor in Georgia. Go ahead, Professor.
I'm driving in downtown Columbus. How you doing, Alex? Good to talk to you again.
Good.
You say about 4 years ago I called you initially with...
That's right. I talked to you during a break earlier when I noticed the name Professor, and you called in and said, watch Schwarzenegger. You'll see. I've been doing a lot of research. Yeah.
Yeah. It happened in the end of 1990. Can I tell about the vision briefly, what I saw, what happened?
On the record, you called 4 years ago about this and said all this, so go ahead. I don't like getting into stuff like that, but go ahead.
Well, it took... The whole vision took about 5 seconds. It was so simple and so quick. A man walks up to me, never saw him before in my life. He says, did you know Arnold Schwarzenegger is the Antichrist? I don't believe that. Just let me add that. I don't believe that's the case. But
were you asleep when this happened, or were you awake?
I was asleep. It happened, and I woke up when it ended. I mean, you know, I woke up startled. When you have one...
Yeah, a waking dream. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Well, I mean, I woke up startled. I heard the... You know, anyway, this guy says, did you know Arnold Schwarzenegger is the Antichrist? I said, no, I did not. He said, well, here it is in the Bible. He opens the Bible, and I see red lettered, it's a red letter edition Bible, I see in red letters, that would mean the words of Jesus, it says, Arnold Schwarzenegger is the Antichrist. And, of course, my mouth drops open, and I look at him. Well, it's over, and I wake up. So I'm thinking, that ain't true, what's going on? So I decide, well, you know, at that time there were commercials on TV, Arnold Schwarzenegger had been named by George Herbert Walker Bush when he was president. He had named Arnold Schwarzenegger as the... health advisor to the nation, the health and fitness advisor. So I said, okay, he's married to a Kennedy. He's in the president's council for fitness, you know. He's the fitness czar. I'm thinking, well, what if he does have political aspirations? Wait, he can't be president. I looked up his name just to see what it means. I thought Schwarzen meant darken and blacken, but what does neger mean? Well, neger derives from the Latin, N-G-E-R, neger, where we get the word negros, a derivative of the Latin, which means blacken. So his name very well means darkness, black, or black darkness, as interpreted in Europe. You know, sometimes they say the noun before the verb. So, I mean, the verb before the noun. So his name means blackened, black.
You got all these
darkness.
Movies where The Running Man, Total Recall, other movies saying he's going to be president. Member of Bohemian Grove, 86. All of this, it goes on and on. His mother marrying the head of the Austrian Parliament, another top Nazi after his father dies. He's definitely on the elite track.
Well, you know, perception is reality in a lot of cases, and the world has seen all these Schwarzenegger movies. I mean, you know, he's one of the top draws in Hollywood. How many times have we seen him save the world, whether it's Terminator 2, T3, whether it's End of Days? We see him again and again in these movies, in these roles. Now, I'm just saying the world... mind you, they've been brainwashed by Hollywood in a lot of ways. I mean, Hollywood basically stands for the wood made that's used in a magic wand is Hollywood. The magic of Pencilltown. How many times have we heard it? They spun this web into our mind that this guy is the kind of guy that would be there fighting evil at the end. And he's not the Antichrist, but he is the anti-beast. They will use him, they're raising him up, the rich people, the powers that be, the money powers, to challenge the Antichrist at such a point in time, and then all the dirt will come out on Fort
Smith. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, 8 minutes, 30 seconds into the second hour, November 22nd broadcast. Coming up, lawmakers say intelligence bill not dead, the one with the national ID card, and all of it's going to be coming back up like they do with a lot of police state legislation right before the new year, right before Christmas. Also, for psychological testing, not dead yet. Every child in America to be psychologically tested. The type of airport screening you see in the airports to be everywhere, buses, in your cars, hardened checkpoints, satellite tracker systems in the cars. It's now in the Houston Chronicle everywhere. They're very proud of it. We'll get more into some new revelations I've dug up on Lord Schwarzenegger that, believe me, you do not want to miss. It gets even worse if you think this is actually possible. But right now, I'm honored to be joined by the number one talk show host in Chicago. He's syndicated on a lot of big blowtorch stations. He's Mancow Mueller. And I've been on his broadcast, I don't know, 20-something times. And to kind of give us the view of, well, he's a different type of cat. Let's just say that. He's different than any other talk show host I've been interviewed by, and he's never censored me. And I begged him to come on the broadcast, and we're honored to have him. And Mancow, good to have you on with us. Tell us about the website.
Alex, my website is who cares, but I want to tell you I'm a
huge fan. Tell us your website.
What's that?
Tell us your website.
It's Mancow.com, M-A-N-C-O-W, Mancow.com. I'm on the Fox News channel every day, and I've done some other stuff. But listen, I have something I think your listeners will find fascinating. I hope.
I hosted in Chicago the premiere of the new blockbuster called Alexander. And I was appalled by it. And I'm going to, look, Oliver Stone had a problem with the movie The Doors. The rest of The Doors were still alive to say that it was wrong. The Nixon administration, most of those people were still alive. So the Nixon movie failed. JFK failed because he couldn't rewrite history with people still alive. So Alex, he's gone back now to one of the great warriors in history, Alexander. And Colin Farrell, who they continue to shove down our throats like they did with Matthew McConaughey and others, this guy is not going to be a star.
Now he's really annoying.
He just doesn't have it, contrary to what they would tell you. It features Angelina Jolie and Val Kilmer.
Can't stand her.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to quote from the movie here. First of all, Alexander's hero is Achilles. Now, if you know your history at all, you know Achilles was a great warrior. But why is he admired in this movie? Because he had a true, pure homosexual relationship with another man. He had a great love, and that's to be admired. We're instructed by Anthony Hopkins. People are going to think I'm making this up. We are instructed by Anthony Hopkins that when men sleep together and have intercourse with ignorance, it is bad. But when men lie together and are together physically with knowledge, it is the basis of society, modern civilization. We are taught in this movie, I'm not gay, I'm not headed that way, but I don't care what people do in their bedroom, Alex, I should tell you. However, even your gay listeners would be shocked to find out that the basis of society is sodomy. It is the most insane movie. It's revisionist, and I mean, here's what it illustrates. This is the same Hollywood that told us that the movie about Jesus Christ that Mel Gibson did would be a flop, that Mel Gibson would be destroyed, yet they continue to embrace Oliver Stone and his garbage. If you watch any of the entertainment shows, they will tell you this is the hot movie of the year. But the numbers don't line up. People are
well, Mancal.com, they also said that Brad Pitt movie about Achilles would be great, but it was a gigantic flop.
Yeah, and this movie is going to flop. Look, people went to see the movie about Jesus. They're going to see The Incredibles. They want some wholesomeness.
I think The Incredibles was incredible.
Yeah, I loved it. But the point is, Hollywood is really, really out of touch. I mean, it's just I couldn't believe that they would try to perpetrate this on the American
public. Actually, this is deep down at the base of a lot of the leadership. This is really the kind of the cult that runs things. I mean, Richard Nixon said that about Bohemian Grove, the audio clip of that. And so many of our leaders are completely into this. You know, we kind of see a shade of that in Team America where the head CIA guy says, you know, you've got to do this to one of his minions in a puppet movie. This is how you get power and get the go-ahead. So, Mancal, I think you've hit upon something.
But didn't you love that movie?
How's Blix? How you doing, buddy?
Didn't you think it was fun?
Yeah, it was out of control, though.
And The Alamo was another recent movie that was, big budget, and they keep Hollywood
trying to
rewrite
history
on us, and we got to keep an eye on this, Alex. Hey, listen, I do have a question for you.
Okay.
Are you saying on your show, because I've had people calling me saying they've heard it on your show, are you saying on your radio show that we're fudging the numbers and that we're dumping bodies and hiding American dead in Iraq?
Well, I know this. The Pentagon says that they don't count it as a battle injury if the person, or battle death, if the person dies once they leave the scene. I've confirmed that. They call it another, and there's all these every day, a death by a car running over somebody, or death by a helicopter crashing. You see the video of the helicopter being blown up.
Yeah.
So in Vietnam, what was it? Let me get the memory here. We lost 6,000 troops for the 5 years we were there saying that it wasn't a war. They were just advisors, and they still covered that up. Now it's just been admitted. So there is a history of people who die in Latin America in covert operations,
sure,
and they say they died other ways. So I've seen a lot of credible evidence that we have lost a lot more troops than we're being told, yes.
Well, and I think it happens. I mean, I saw a big report about Philadelphia, but in Chicago and elsewhere, they like to talk about how crime is disappearing, but what they're doing is they're fudging the numbers. They're hiding numbers. They're classifying things differently. So some guy that's on a mission and his tank goes over the side of a mountain and he's crippled, as I saw last night on 60 Minutes, that doesn't count because they don't think the American public can handle the amount of casualties, right?
Yes, sir.
And I get it. I think they're probably right. It's a sad state of affairs. I think what we've done over there has been worth it.
Well, see, you'll have me on to talk about the New World Order and the Federal Reserve and the Illuminati and all this, and you don't censor me, and you're against the Patriot Act and the police state and
yes.
all the rest of it because you've experienced it yourself at the airport.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you tell folks, but then you have different views on the war. I've said this about the war. If we're going to be there, Bush was wrong for the election for 2 months to not let him go into Fallujah when the top brass said it'll cause double the casualties, but they didn't want to do it because it was unpopular. So if you look at the Machiavellian view, if you're there to win, it's like Vietnam. I'm totally against this war because it's not there to be won, and it's not going to be won because the military brass told them 400,000 troops or we're cooked. You can't do it with 140,000 troops. So, Mancow, just from that angle,
yeah.
you should be against the war.
Well, is it possible? Is it possible? Let me just give you this scenario that it was absolutely brilliant to say that we can't. It reminds me of Butterfly McQueen in Gone with the Wind. I don't know nothing about birth and no babies. We can't. Oh my God, we can't even. They've got Fallujah. We can't go near Fallujah. So they come from all over the Mideast, all these radical Muslims, and they camp there. We can't do anything about Fallujah. I thought we had lost it, and then we surround it and kill a bunch of them. It may have been a brilliant move, and we have to get. I think we have to germinate democracy, some sort of sense of something there in this radical part of the world.
Well, let's talk about that. I've had, you ought to have him on, you probably already have, Dr. Rocky, who wrote the book, literally his name, wrote the book on DU for Los Alamos, was sent there after the 91 war. Moses team died. He's deadly ill, had cancer several times. They admit the DU's killing our troops. This time they bombarded the bases that our troops then moved in with. They dumped some sand on top of it. Does nothing. Look, you send the troops in, and then you give them experimental vaccines. You make them breathe
yeah.
DU.
Yeah.
Aren't you against that?
I'm of course against harm coming to our troops, but I want to see more of the bad guys dead. It's that simple. Now, look, if you want to talk about how this political correctness is ruining our country, we can talk about it. If you want to, you know, look, Abu Ghraib ass, as I called it, or whatever, prison, a guy with a pillowcase over his head. Look, they're cutting off people's heads and shooting care workers in the face. I think we have to let our guys, our Marines, go crazy. We have to unleash them. You know, they have booby-trapped bodies and other things. This man comes over and shot a body and everybody's upset. It's war. If you'd been up for 3 days and you thought one of these maniacs had a bomb underneath them, you'd shoot them too. So this Dianne Feinstein politically correct way of fighting war, oh my God, people have died. Yeah, I think we ought to just level it.
Mancow. Shifting gears into another subject.
Yes, sir.
This is something that we agree on. Tell them about how not just women are groped at the airport in Chicago. You've been groped.
Yeah, you know, I feel, and I am, I am not hypersensitive. I really don't think I am. I get it, and I put up with a lot of things, and I grin and bear it. There are certain things that you have to go through in life. But I feel as though I was sexually harassed. There was a man that spoke no English. He spoke some sort of Arabic language.
With a turban on his head.
With a turban. And
He
lingered on a very personal area. And I think it went well beyond. And then you've got the two-finger swipe thing that they do with the women. And it's vile.
This is training us how to be humiliated.
Of course. Yeah, this is step-by-step. Until we're microchipped and marching off to the gulag saying what happened. In Chicago, they have a plan to put on every pole, cameras.
Face scanning cameras.
Sure. And, this great OnStar system that we have in our cars and our cell phones, we're tracked all the time. They also promised that they would never use any of this stuff, but what they're going to start doing is pulling these computers in our cars to give us tickets after the fact, to jack up our insurance.
I hear you, man. Mancow, stay there with us for one more segment, okay?
Right. Great.
All right, we'll be right back with Mancow Mahler, mancow.com, and then later we'll get into the new revelations about Arnold. and the police state and just so much more. Absolutely jam-packed broadcast. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over a moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration is the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. Sea Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call Sea Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit seamineral.com.
Cal Muller is on with us, my friends. And Mancal, continuing our little discussion here, during the break, I asked you, what do you think Arnold Schwarzenegger? You said, ask me on the air. Well, tell us.
Before we get to that, you know, we're talking about a lot of things, but we're not giving answers. Do I have time to give a quick statement?
Of course you do.
I talk about my wife being molested and how we sit and allow our women to be manhandled by low-paid thugs. And it's the same mentality of the laughing Romans as they kicked Christ. It's the same mentality of the guards in the Nazi concentration camps. And what you people need to do, if you want to know how to make a difference, complain. I love when, you know, take your computer out, take your belt off, take your shoes off, jump up and down on one foot, touch your nose, and simply go as slow as you can, and if you don't like the way you're treated, raise hell. The worst that will happen is you'll get a first-class ticket. And the airlines are hurting. They will take note of this. Complain. The Target stores have refused to allow Salvation Army bell ringers this year. Can you imagine a Christmas without the Salvation? That's a great organization. The Salvation Army.
Yeah, I just expect to hear that dinging bell. It's part of the festive.
That's right.
Festive.
So Target wants to make a lot of money off what is the high holiday, the high holiday in this country, and the birth of, you know what the reason for the season is, but yet they don't want to allow the Salvation Army. So, you know.
And by the way, they're doing that not because they're trying to sidestep it now and say, oh, it's because we don't have anybody out there soliciting. No, it's because the Salvation Army is conservative.
Well, it's
just, you know, like the Boy Scouts.
Say the name out loud in your head, folks, Salvation Army, and then figure out why they're not going to be allowed. So what you can do, you know, my family shops at Target. What we have done is we've gone and we've said, look, we're not going to come in your store.
We've done the same thing. We don't go to Slave Mart, and then it's all the same stuff at Target. My wife likes Target. We're not going to Target over it.
This will make a difference. This will make a difference. All right. You asked me about Schwarzenegger. Your caller earlier was wrong. I've been listening. Schwarzenegger means black plowboy. That's a direct translation. Is he the Antichrist? Is he the precursor of the Antichrist? I don't know. I do find it interesting that there are signs around. I mean, one of the signs of the apocalypse, there is a pink locust that they've never seen before. This swarm of locusts that started with the funeral of Arafat in Egypt, and now it has spread to Israel. This is biblical stuff. It is interesting. And for those who are watching the signs, it's a busy job right now. I do find it interesting that, you know, and they always do this. These people masquerade as liberals or as conservatives to get elected. They masquerade as having family values, and then they get into office and do the opposite. It's what Kerry would have done. It's what Clinton did. And boy, you know, Schwarzenegger was standing at the Republican convention, but my God, is he liberal.
Well, let me just say this. I was there, Mancow, and yep. I watched these conservatives crying, worshiping him, and pro-gun control, pro-open borders, pro-cloning, stem cell.
Yeah.
All of this, it goes on and on and on. And then all these quotes in U.S. News and World Report, you know, forget when he's 30. How about when he's 45? 44, you know, I want to be a dictator. I want to rule over small people. You deserve to be ruled. Anybody talking like that. People, we need leaders who want to lead, not dominate and control. I mean, it's a narcissistic, control freak sport, and he was the king of it. I mean, I've researched bodybuilding. Really a slimy thing. And, you know, Arnold's got people at his Arnold Classic drop falling over and be carried off stage, dying days after they're at it. I mean, number one, it's a dirty sport to begin with. And it just, there's so much, man, Cal.
Well, there's no denying that Predator is a great movie, and Terminator, and I think people get caught up in the fact that this is a Hollywood star. Alex, I do think that America is beginning to wake up. I think, you know, Ben Affleck, who with his cap teeth and his fake tan is looking more like a talk show host than an actor, these people's movies are failing. America's turning away from the Susan Sure is Dumb and the Janine Got Awful Ho and all of these people. Look at what happened, you know, with Tom Daschle and these people. They are failing. Alex, don't give up. Because I think America is waking up to what these people are. And I think America will wake up if Schwarzenegger is a bad guy. I think the jury's still out. I like a lot of what he says. But you're right. He goes very liberal. I'm not for open borders. I do believe we should have guns. America, I think, will wake up. I think we saw divine intervention recently. Look, I voted libertarian. I think things can always be better. I always vote on the side of freedom. But there are occasions when America and the American public steps up to the plate and they do the right thing. Listen, Alex, I believe all of us will live to see California voting to be part of Mexico, voting to get out of the United States.
Oh, yeah, that's coming. Last thing, man, Cal, I want to thank you for coming on today. Tell folks about your radio show, how people hear it.
Well, it's one of many radio shows. I think we do a unique thing. My whole thing is not about me. It is about giving the American people their voice. And voices like Alex's, for example, folks, it's a rare thing because the corporations
are
buying.
Tell us about your flagship in Chicago.
It's Q101. But look, the corporations are buying every radio station and shutting up anyone that's unique. So you've got to support unique shows.
Mancow, thanks for joining us. Take care.
Bye, guys.
We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Dave, Kyle, Daryl, Steve, everybody, your calls are coming up. Why am I talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger so much? Well, obviously, I've started AmericansAgainstArnold.com. Americans Against Arnold is the organization. The website is ArnoldExposed.com. ArnoldExposed.com. And I'm seeking donations. Last time I did this was to build a memorial church. As we stood there and watched them die and did nothing for the Branch Davidians that died. Did that in 99. You can go there to Mount Carmel and see it, and they have their little church service there, and you'll see if they're a cult or not. I'm not a Davidian, don't agree with their views, but it's certainly not a cult now, just some kind of interesting, kind of weird people who were, had almost everybody they knew slaughtered, and then they weren't helped, and then they were found not guilty, and the judge put them in prison and said, I don't care if they're not guilty, I say they go to prison. That's on the record, and then he said, I'm not going to let them have a jury for their civil trial, so I, with the help of you, the listeners, built them a memorial church that seats about 400 people, two stories. And we did it for $120,000. Well, we don't need that much money this time. Need a lot less than that, really about $20,000. To run ads in Sacramento, to run ads in Los Angeles, to run ads in Austin, Texas, and I'm trying to produce radio ads right now. I'm trying to do a TV ad. We're going to have a contest where you get $2,000. We'll do this. It'll be a second wave of ads we run. in the new year. January 1st will be the prize date when we choose the winner. We'll probably choose it a week or two before, but that'll be when you get paid. And we're going to cut the contest off, say, December 20th, and $2,000 for the best 30 or 60-second TV ad. And, of course, $1,000 for the best radio ad. But I'm going to put together some real simple ads right now. But when you do this, I mean, it's all got to be cleared for copyright. It's all got to be prepared right. I'm doing so many interviews. Literally, folks, I will be talking, I counted it up, 9.5 hours today. And then at 11 o'clock at night, I'm going to go meet with an editor and look at the work he's done on the film we're making for about an hour. I went to bed at 3 a.m. last night. I'm not talking about how great I am. It's just I said I'd try to run radio and TV ads by this week, but it takes longer than that to get a media buy and even run it. So I'm going to give myself a few weeks, but you'll see them. You'll see them on the sites. You'll see them. You'll hear them here. You'll see them on TV in select cities. Then we'll run another second wave of ads next year, and millions will see your ads and listen to your ads on the net. A lot of people will pick them up for free on other networks, other Patriot shows, other real Christian conservative broadcasts will pick it up as well, so we're going to be doing that. So go to the site. Start doing making the videos. Start making the audio. As soon as they start coming in, you've been getting tens of thousands of hits every hour and thousands of emails, but I don't think in all those emails we've got anything about the contest. You'll make it, and then we'll post the ads and the radio ads as long as everything in them's documented. They're on the site. Millions will be able to see it. In fact, perhaps we'll have voting by. We can do polls. Maybe we'll have a poll on there. We've got scientific ones where you can only vote once. Somewhat scientific, and then maybe half the vote will be from you, and then half the vote, or a quarter of the vote from me, and a quarter of the vote from somebody else we pick. So it'll be not just me saying who's going to win. I don't know, but please join in on that, be part of that. We got loaded phone lines, and we're going to be going to all your calls here in a few minutes, but I kind of got into this in the last hour. I didn't want to. But the listeners all called in about Arnold Alo Schwarzenegger. And for the average person like Mancow, average talk show host out there, he's a big liberal, gun control and open borders and all this. But, I don't know why he's that bad. Maybe he is bad. Who knows? That's because they haven't done the research on this guy. When you do the research, it's a bottomless pit of admitted stuff. I mean, people who were in business with him, his friends, his own statements to U.S. News and World Report and Associated Press and on TV shows. And I mean, in many cases, we've got him saying it. And really, in a nutshell, this is my problem with Arnold. Number one, the elite allow him to operate under another set of rules than any other politician. Imagine somebody else posing for gay porno mags. Somebody else who openly says he admires Hitler. Somebody who says he wants to be a dictator and dreams of being a dictator and worshipped at Nuremberg. Somebody who admittedly has groped and harassed all these women. Somebody who admittedly took steroids that changes your brain chemistry and can cause psychotic breaks and delusions of grandeur. Somebody who openly smokes pot on television. I have the video of that, and he admits it. Somebody who constantly has quotes about how he wants to control and dominate people. There's literally scores of these. Somebody who, in Education of a Bodybuilder, says that he looks down on Jesus Christ and people that follow Christ and as a bunch of weak losers and how he looks to himself. It's sick stuff. And a lot of the liberals like him because he's pro-abortion, pro-gun control, pro-open borders. And the conservatives, some of them like him, because they just don't know about all that. It's him against Davis, so he must be good. See, they're going to pit him against a Hillary, so he must be good. That's how you're going to see this shift happen. Now, they're going to set it up. They're going to pull some shenanigans. You watch. I know this. It's serious as a heart attack unless we expose it and find it. And I'm a voracious reader, so I've seen him smoke pot and him talk about being a dictator and talk about how he dreamed of being a dictator and remember forever like Jesus or Hitler or whatever. That's in videos and stuff. But I wasn't too worried about it. Arnold, you know, I'd even read a few books he'd written. I'd watch his movies. I quit going to see him a decade ago. I thought they were cheesy. You know, when I was a teenager growing up, I thought they were interesting. Nothing against the guy. And then he was getting ready to run for governor, and I knew about Bohemian Grove and started reading the statements he'd made and Karl Rove and the Rothschilds behind him and meeting with the Enron chief in the middle of it and to come up with a plan to have a recall. This is before anybody even knew about it because Gray Davis, for all the evil he is, that Arnold is as well, all the same policies, was actually going after Enron and suing them. Then Arnold comes out and, you did bad with the energy, you're behind it, I'll get you. So the guy meeting with Michael Milken, the junk bond dealer, and the head of Enron, Ken Lay, you know, at this meeting, and the Enron documents are public now, how they schemed this stuff at the meeting. And so I have to watch him as the savior against the energy crisis, punishing the Gray Davis who was fighting it, literally. Because he knew it was his political neck if he didn't. Enron's sucking $9 billion out of there. So it was just thing after thing. And then, well, his dad's an SS officer, he's a foreigner, and he said over and over again in scores of radio and TV and print interviews, I've got them all right here in front of me. I've now got a thing about a foot tall of mainstream news articles saying I want to amend Article 2, Clause 5 of the Constitution. I think I should be able to run for president. It's no secret in Hollywood. It's all he talks about. Imagine an Austrian, a foreigner, is our president. Polls show 80% are against him, but not when they get into an election and play him off against somebody like Hillary. Then that's how he'll get in, or any other Democrat for that matter, because he has this archetypal Beowulf, Herculean perception, you know, kind of Joseph Campbell perception, and this stuff is real, folks. This archetypal image in our minds that they've superimposed on us of this guy, that he's this invincible savior who defeats the devil, he defeats big monsters, he's in the running man, he's in Total Recall, all these allusions to elections, 1993 film where he's the demolition man. In Demolition Man, Sylvester Stallone, they talk about him being president. In fact, that clip's at prisonplanet.tv down in the commentary section, or maybe it's in the multimedia section. You may have to click on the archive a few days ago to find that from last week. In fact, if you could find that for me, John, that'd be great. Might error that of a meaning to. And so all this is going on. All this is happening. And he marries in with Maria Shriver. When his father, the SS officer, police chief, dies, his mother marries the top Nazi and who is also the head of the parliament. He says, I don't care if Kurt's about the Nazi stuff. I love him. Maria loves him. Kurt does, too. You know all that stuff. Then he goes in 99, is photographed with him, engaged in government business in Austria. He hasn't given up his Austrian citizenship, which means he can't get a lot of security clearances, basic security clearances. You couldn't if you have dual citizenship. You have to drop it. I think we have one agreement with England where you don't have to for certain things. All of this going on. And then, folks, I found these quotes, U.S. News and World Report, 1990, when he was 44 years old. You know, people say, well, he said he wanted to be a dictator and rule over little people when he was 25, 30, 35. You know, he's not like that now. 1990, folks, 44 years old. I think you've set who you are by then. And he openly says this stuff. That's the thing. He openly comes out and says all of this. Imagine what he really thinks. People need somebody to watch over them. 95% of the people in the world need to be told what to do and how to behave. People need someone to watch over them. 95% of people in the world need to be told what to do and how to behave. My relationship to power and authority is this. I'm all for it. I look down on little people. These are quotes. 1990 profile in U.S. News and World Report noted Arnold's intensity and predicted that he would someday run for office. After noting a long-standing desire for political clout, they asked Arnold, and the article quotes him as saying, my relationship to power and authority is that I'm all for it. I mean, imagine if George Bush or John Kerry was going, imagine George Bush, people need somebody to watch over them. 95% of the people in the world need to be told what to do and how to behave. You know, imagine that. Well, I guess he did say, this would be a heck of a lot easier if it was a dictator, as long as I'm a dictatorship, so long as I'm a dictator. I mean, Bill Clinton said that, too. Maybe that's what you got to say now. Maybe people love that. But, folks, that's nothing. That's nothing. I found an article out of the Observer, posted in the Guardian, and it's going up as we speak at ArnoldExposed.com. Big update today. The Morgenthaler-Jones interview, a bunch of articles, LA Times, saying he's probably going to run for president over the weekend. The San Antonio Express News, an article I'm in about Arnold coming to Texas for campaign, raising campaign money, but then he says he doesn't know if he's going to run yet, but he's already campaigning. This is out of an interview, out of the Observer, very respected. George Butler, the guy that did Pumping Iron with Arnold, who just sold the rights to it to him a couple years ago, admitted friends with him. George Butler's bragging about it. George Butler saw it, and so did Charles Gaines, saw the star power. But they didn't see it the way Joe Wiener did, or as the bodybuilding fans did, or even as the bodybuilders themselves did. Now listen to this. This is what Charles Gaines told the Observer. Schwarzenegger, unlike anyone else, now get ready for this. Schwarzenegger, unlike anyone else in all of bodybuilding, or in anything else at all, Arnold told Butler and Gaines about a recurring dream that he had. In the dream, he was king of all the earth, and everyone looked up to him. In the recurring dream, he was king of all the earth, and everyone looked up to him. Butler recalled that Arnold was also attending night school and had drawn up something he called the master plan. It was a kind of a mix of Nietzsche and Soviet five-year plan. Nietzsche, Soviet, again, the beast man, folks. That's only it was more of a 50-year plan, Butler recalled. He wanted to be very big. My own particular view is that he had in his mind to be president of the United States, king of the universe. Probably, if there are extraterrestrials out there, he'd like to rule them as well. Arnold had laid out the master plan for Butler and Gaines. I will come to America, which is the country for me. Once there, I will become the greatest bodybuilder. With his accent, he said, bodybuilder. While I am doing this, I will learn perfect English and educate myself, but the only with those things I need to know. I will get a college degree, then a business degree. I will invest in real estate and make big money. I will go into the movies. By the time I'm 30, I will have started my first movie, and I will be a millionaire. I will marry a beautiful and successful wife. By the time I'm 32, I will have been invited to the White House. To Arnold, the master plan was as clear and tangible as the running, reoccurring dream of being king of the earth. To Butler, it would have been absurd, but for one thing, Schwarzenegger had already begun to accomplish the goals he had succeeded in Hollywood via their muscle. Was a very unlikely one, but then everything about bodybuilding was unlikely. And he goes on to say he believes that he'd be president of the United States one day. Folks, again, I want to go to your calls. I don't want to spend all day on this, but there's even more here. It's even worse. So a Nietzschean slash Soviet five-year plan. And they videotaped this, and then Arnold's bought all the extra footage, by the way. He just bought rights to it 2 years ago. And they had book proposals, and they did make a book out of it, and this is in all the notes and the recordings, and Arnold's bought all that, too. But here they are, telling you. King of the world. You don't want people being the dog catcher. You know, the cop that gets out of control wants to be king of the world. The megalomaniacal narcissism, I mean, that's synonymous with bodybuilding. You know, these guys, I was reading descriptions of it, they get in there in front of the posing mirrors, and they're all in there, and whoever's biggest makes everybody else move out of the way. I mean, it's like dog-eat-dog, just bizarre craziness. A bunch of narcissists who've created this weird world for them to carry out their sick mental processes. So, my relationship to power and authority is that I'm all for it. People need someone to watch over them. 95% of people in the world need to be told what to do and how to behave. But you don't need to, Arnold. You can go out and grope wherever you want, make whatever sick comments you want, admit illegal drug use all you want. You can pay people large sums of money, you know, these Jewish organizations will then say you're great, and you can still run off and vacation with Valtime, who helped hunt down American soldiers. And then your buddies, your minions, John and Ken, who helped push for you, helped start the recall, helped have the Arnold rallies. That's even been in the mainstream news. they come out and say things like this. Get that clip ready again for folks. Bring up Valtime hunting down Americans and how Arnold still supports him and defends him. He was with him a month or so ago. It was in the news. And this is what they have to say to it. You got that clip? John, you got that clip? No, I want to play the other one first. Yeah, you got that? Go ahead and roll it. Listen to this.
What does that mean? You know, Adolf Hitler was Time Magazine Man of the Year in 1933.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of sickos back then thought Adolf Hitler was okay.
So you really believe Schwarzenegger's another Hitler? Is
so you,
is
but you think he's going to
be very creative? He dreamed of being a dictator.
You think he's going to kill Nixon?
Well thought out. Campaigns for Kurt Waldheim, a guy that hunted down and killed American soldiers. It's funny, isn't it? Killing American soldiers is funny.
Oh, it is. It's a riot. It's the funniest thing I ever heard of.
Real funny. You know,
yeah.
And you can hear the old interview, but that's not out of context. We'll come back, start going to your calls, bunch of other news on the police state, Big Brother. I want to get more into satellite tracking boxes, give you some specifics. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Keeps on raining. Love is going to break. When the levee breaks, have no place to stay. When the New World Order comes rushing in to an even greater level, you're not going to like it. My friends, before we go back to your calls, I have made 11 films. The 11th film, American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 04, is out. One copy for $19.95. Each additional copy for $5.95 to give high-quality originals as gifts. Great idea. Got another package deal, four 9/11 videos and a book, $59.95, $53 discount. It's a 9/11 Inside Job special. I got 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, one copy, almost 3 hours long, $24.95. Each additional copy, $5.95. Get a bunch, give them as gifts. We need your support. Plus, these films wake people up in a big way. I've made 11 films, written a book, published a book, carry a bunch of other great books and videos. Go to InfoWars.com and PresentPlanet.com. Peruse the Safe Secure online shopping cart or call toll-free. Ask about the different specials. One, it's no pressure. Don't worry. The great folks I got to answer on the phones, they're just taking your call and asking your questions. If you don't want to order anything, don't worry about it. But if you got a question about a video or a package deal you want, 1-888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please take action, 888-253-3139. Sheldon in Arizona. Sheldon, welcome.
Hello, Alex. I'm calling in to talk about how they want to turn the schools into psychotropic medication laboratories.
Yes, sir.
The tally for the vote over the weekend was 344 to 51. I don't know if you've heard about that yet.
Well, to show my ignorance, I was so busy doing interviews and everything else. Are you saying it passed?
Yeah, 344 were for it and 51 against it.
Well, you know, that just shows what an idiot I am. I know that the national ID card section didn't pass, correct?
I don't know about that part.
Yeah, well, I have an article saying it didn't, but of course the psychological screening did. Man, heaven help us. I've got to, where did you see that or read that?
I contacted Senator John Kyle's office.
Yeah, there's really no articles out there about it.
No, but this is quite peculiar. My friend up in Wisconsin, he tried to get on a local talk radio show up there. And he said, the radio show host said that he couldn't talk about it or he'd lose his job.
Well, it's big money. If 15% of the kids are already on these drugs, 15%, folks, they say it'll at least put half of them on drugs. This is their own documents that are made public 4 or 5 months ago out of, Pennsylvania and Ohio, where they got the documents on the plan. Some of their own employees went public. Is a moral reasons, and they're going to force your children on these. We're talking about tens of billions a year, and I have no doubt they said don't talk about it. This is big industry. This is the Sovietization of America. Once half the kids are on these drugs, once half the adults are on them, I'm sure we'll all vote for Arnold. Sure, we'll all love having satellite tracker boxes in our cars. So you called your senator.
This is coming from Senator Kyle's office, and I believe, what's the other one? Norman or Ron Paul's office, the vote tally.
Let me call my webmaster. In fact, this is so important, I'll call her right now on air. I'll call my wife. It's probably already been posted. I left while she was updating, and I know Paul Watson's off working on something today. But
the Senate voted for it, too, and it was passed by the Senate 65 to 30.
Well, hey, hold on just a second. Hey, hon, I'm calling you live on air. Listen, caller's saying they passed that psychological screening bill in the House and Senate by a huge majority. Can you confirm that and post it? Well, that's just absolutely bombshell if it's true. I'll call you back and find out.
Call me back?
Yeah. All right, thank you. Hold on just a second, hon. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call. We'll be right back. Third hour.